As of yesterday, the 23rd of March, the people of Wuhan, China, have been allowed by the government to go back to their normal daily lives. According to a report by CTV News, the place where the virus first originated has now completely succeeded in effectively curbing the spread of it. In fact, people were allowed to go back to work and public transport restarted again after a long two-month lockdown. Health officials announced yesterday that there were no new local cases of the virus, but 39 people from overseas did confirm infection. They also stated that the residents of Wuhan have been considered healthy and are allowed to move around the city, as well as use public transport. All they are required to do is to show their ID. They are now permitted to go back to work based on respective employers and intercity travel conditions, after being tested for the virus and receiving a health certificate. The virus, which started in December and has since infected over 81,000 people, slowed dramatically. In truth, for 5 days straight, there have been no new cases in Hubei, but 9 people did die in Wuhan yesterday. However, China is not all the way there yet, with the number of imported cases climbing to over 350. Many cities in the country have established strict rules to quarantine new arrivals. Authorities have noted that all flights to Beijing will be diverted to other cities where they will be screened for the virus, and only those that are cleared will be allowed there, where they will then be sent to quarantine facilities. As the formerly highest infected country bounces back to life, it seems to be like there's hope for the rest of the world yet. Kudos China on what will go down in history as a job well done. Also read, 100,000 cases globally in just 4 days, WHO says COVID-19 spread accelerating now. You have reached the end of this story.